NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why, hello there, fantasy baseball fans. Thank you for joining me for another lovely episode of Fantasy MLB Today. My name is Paul Williamson. I am your host for another episode of Pitcher Streams. We've got some good ones for tomorrow. So you want to get that information, get that lowdown to help you win your teams. I got some great options for you tomorrow. Today, remember, today is the last day of your head-to-head, so if you're chasing upside, like some strikeouts and wins, don't worry about your ERA and whip. I will remind you of the guys you want to go after for today, and then we'll get into tomorrow. But again, guys, I love the fact that y'all joined me for this podcast. It means so much to me. I hope y'all reach out to me on Twitter, @PaulW_34, @PaulW_34. Let me know what you think. Give me some of your ideas for shows. Do you want me to keep doing these pitcher streams? I've been doing it now for I think a couple weeks now, and I've gotten some positive feedback from it, but if you're listening and you really want me to dive into something different other than streams, if you want me to talk about hitters, maybe you want me to do half and half, go less on the pitchers, you know, do a little more hitting, I don't know. Because tomorrow, Monday, I will be doing a longer episode in which I will recap a lot of the action, get into some of the injury news, and be a little more hitter-heavy in the longer podcast tomorrow. I will still do the pitcher streams. That will still be a daily thing. But tomorrow, on top of the pitcher streams, there will be a longer episode in which I will recap news, get into performances, recap some things. That's where I will do most of my hitting talk, will be there, because I do so much pitching throughout the week. Anyways, so let me know what you think, @PaulW_34, @PaulW_34. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball on Twitter as well, @EthosFantasyBB. That's @EthosFantasyBB. Over there, we got a lot of great minds hard at work helping you win your leagues, from Anthony Cates and his weekly recaps, Larry Finozzi, and the amazing weather information we get. Have I mentioned he's a legit meteorologist? Yeah, he's a legit meteorologist, and he's providing you fantasy baseball weather information for you to help you to win, help you win those leagues. Because, man, weather means a lot. It really does. And having that kind of analysis, that kind of great mind working at Sports Ethos, is another reason as to why you need to go follow and go support. We will do what we can to help you win your league. And as always, we want to give a shout out to our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online is your number source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, let's get into today's streams, and then we'll talk about Monday's streams. All right, on deck, leading off. That doesn't make any sense. You can't be on deck and leading off. That's stupid. Leading off, Savale. French 10-teamer, doesn't get a lot of, hasn't been missing bats lately. That makes me not like him so much in 10 teams, but he's a good 12-team play. Let's move on to Alek Manoah. One out of good starts. He's 15-team only to chase the upside if you really have to, but he's a big fade for me today. I need to see more. Matt Manning. He's an okay 12-team play. Meh, okay. If you want to chase the upside, especially on Sunday, and your last day of your head-to-head, because he does have a good strikeout rate. Let's talk Chris Paddock. He has a high BABIP. He does have room for some positive regression. He is a decent 12-team play. Spencer Arrighetti has a lot of strikeout upside, and that's the only reason why you're starting him on Sunday if you need some strikeouts and you don't care about your ERA or whip. J.P. Sears, he's got the Royals. He's too inconsistent for 12-teamers, but he's given enough for me to say he's a good 15-team play. Michael Lorenzen is a good win chance against the Angels. That's just about it. And Sean Manaea is fine against the Marlins. That's just a great matchup for him. And Jameson Taillon, he has the Pirates. That's another great matchup. You're going with him. All right. Oh, and those last couple are all 12 teams for the win chance and for the matchups with Manaea and Lorenzen. Those are all 12-team win chance matchup-based streams, really. All right. Let's talk about tomorrow's streams, and I'm leading off with someone who I'm just going to tell you to distrust me. Don't. I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to say Taj Bradley, 44% owned, is insanely ridiculous. It's dumb. It's stupid. What? Just pause the podcast. Go see if he's available in your league. Go pick him up. 44% is criminally low for Taj Bradley. That man is going to do great things this year. I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not going to use the numbers. Go look it up yourself if you don't believe me. Look at that strikeout rate. Look at the ERA estimators. Do not just look at the surface numbers. The man is about to blow up. Eric Fetty is next. 48% rostered. He's got Toronto. I think he is a decent 12-team play today. Actually, I say decent. He's a pretty good 12-team play today. 260 ERA with a 360 xFIP. So he is outperforming a little bit that number, but he's got a 23% strikeout rate, a good 6.6% walk rate. He's been throwing more changeups, and he's got good pitch level values. His lack of whiffs, all right, he's got a 9.8 swinging strike rate. The lack of whiffs gives me some pause for his rest of season value. He does also has a very high left on base rate. So Eric Fetty, I think, is going to consistently be a solid stream against middling to lesser offenses. There are some good offenses out there that I would not start him against, but I think the numbers are good enough with that 360 xFIP, a good strikeout rate. Even if he's not missing bats for the entire season, I think he is doing good enough where you do stream him in 12-team leagues against teams like the Blue Jays. Let's talk Ben Lively. He's got the Mets, and that matchup makes him a 15-team play. He's a 12-team fade, though. He's got a 306 ERA, which looks good, but the xFIP is only 446. His sinker and four-seamers are getting hit hard. He does have a high walk rate of 9%. But look, he's got a high strikeout rate. He's got a decent 28% CSW. The swinging strike rate of 10.6% is it's all right, I guess. Meh. It's not really all that good. It's not terrible either. But look, he's decent enough for me to call him a 15-teamer. 12-teamers, I'm not a big fan of him at 12 teams with that high walk rate, with his sinker and four-seamer expectings. I mean, just getting hit hard there. I'm not the biggest fan of him in 12 teams. Let's talk Reese Olson, 41% owned against the Royals. He's probably another person that you should start, add, and probably hold. 209 ERA, a 376 xFIP. He has a 21.7% strikeout rate, a 7.9% walk rate. Those are all pretty solid numbers. Yeah, he's outperforming his xFIP with that 209 ERA, but against the Royals, that doesn't scare me too much, so I'm still going with him. He has a 12.9% swinging strike rate. That's really good. A 29.3% CSW. That's also really good. Reese Olson is very clearly, in my opinion, in my book, a very good 12-team play today, or tomorrow, rather. All right. Michael Wacha, 31% owned. He's got the Tigers. And because he has the Tigers, that's really the biggest argument I have as to why he absolutely needs to be started. And he's got that changeup working beautifully. Everything else, but the changeup is good enough For me to say, all right, you can start him against the Tigers. That changeup will be enough to take care of business. Rest of season, I'm not big on Michael Walker. His four seam is getting destroyed with an expected slugging of 555. So there's nothing really there to support the changeup. If he can get anything going besides the changeup, I think Michael Walker can be an okay pitcher this year, and you can start him against more teams. But until he starts to do more with other pitches other than the changeup, I'm a little scared for his rest of season value. And if we dig a little deeper, he does have a 20.6% strikeout rate. That's, I've seen it, it's not the best, but it's not the worst. 7.9% walk rate is pretty solid. The swinging strike rate of 9.9% isn't all that great. The 26.6% CSW is also not all that great. Until something comes and joins the changeup, I got issues with Walker for rest of season.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk Reed Detmers, everybody. He is down to 35% owned, and I get it. I get it. He struggled mightily. He's been getting hit hard. But let's dive into these numbers. The 5.19 ERA, the xFIP is 3.66. He has a 26.3% strikeout rate and 8.5% walk rate. Those are some solid numbers, guys. He is a 12-team fade today against the Astros. You're not risking him against Houston. But 15-teamers, you can chase that upside. His swinging strike rate is the 15th best in the majors at 15.6%. He has a CSW of 31.7%. Don't give up on Reed Detmers. The stuff is there. He has quality pitches. He can be a great pitcher. He just has to put it together. I mean, any of those numbers, guys. I mean, don't look at the surface numbers. Ignore the ERA. The xFIP is there. The strikeout rate is there. The walk rate is low enough at 8.5%. He has an excellent swinging strike rate, 15th in the majors. You tell him in, you're dropping the guy that has the 15th best swinging strike rate in the majors? Don't give up on Reed Detmers so fast, guys. I'm holding him strong. I'm not starting him in 12 teams. But you know what? If you're in a 15-team league, go ahead and chase that upside because it exists. Let's talk Mitchell Parker. 21% owned. He's got Minnesota. 10th in the league against lefties and WRC+. I think Parker is a 15-team play today. He scares me in 12 teams. Let me tell you why. 309 ERA, backed up with an xFIP of 355. He also has a really good walk rate of 5.5%. Those are all really solid numbers. However, let's dig into the expected numbers against his pitches. the slugging percentage against the fastball and against the fastball, his slugging is .217. The expected slugging is .440. The splitter has an expected slugging of .607. The only pitch that he throws on a regular basis that has great results is his curveball. The curveball has great numbers. Everything else is ass. I mean, pure ass. So Mitchell Parker scares me because of that, because he's a one-pitch pony, right? I mean, a 440 expected slugging on the fastball, the splitter expected slugging is 600+. That's ugly, guys. That's ugly. I like him at 15-teamers, right, because he doesn't walk a whole lot. He does have a good xFIP, but I think those numbers are a little lower. I think that he's not going to be, at least those numbers aren't going to stick, in my opinion. If you want to continue to ride him a little bit tomorrow in 12-teamers, I guess I wouldn't blame you, right? The walk rate isn't terrible. The xFIP is there. But, man, the pitches specifically, that fastball splitter, man, it ain't looking good. That curveball needs a friend. Can we give that curveball a friend? Because right now, that curveball's hanging out with the wrong crowd. He needs something else. All right. Let's end the podcast today with Joe Ross, 2% owned against Miami. And I'm excited about Mr. Joe Ross against Miami. You know, we'll ignore the ERA and xFIP. 461 ERA, 438 xFIP, 19% strikeout rate, 8.3 walk rate. But let's dig in a little deeper. His swing and strike rate is 14.5%. That's awesome. A 29.3% CSW, also pretty good. But I'm more excited about what he does against bad offenses. The dude just destroys bad offenses. He got 21 whiffs against the Pirates last time out. 6 strikeouts in 5 innings. Joe Ross is someone that you're starting in 12-teamers against the Miami Marlins. He eats bad offenses for lunch, and Miami is a bad offense. I like Joe Ross tomorrow. Get him and start him. Alrighty, y'all. Thank y'all for joining me. This has been a blast doing this podcast so far. Follow me at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy at Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB. I really hope you're enjoying it. Let me know if you don't like it, if you hate it, if you think I suck, you think I'm the greatest podcaster you ever heard. I don't fucking know. Just tell me what you think. I want to know. Thank y'all so much for joining me. And as always, this has been brought to you by Bet Online. Y'all have a great day.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.